You see the visible, God sees the invisible. You need to understand the invisible side of what is happening in the earth today as it relates to Michael the Archangel battling the ancient prince of Persia, which is the nation of Iran. I'm telling you, this is a manifest telecast that you do not want to miss. You want to watch it till the very end. And I've got something, if you don't have this resource, it is now time for everybody who watches Manifest, everybody who enjoys prophetic teaching, to get ready to get this and watch it. It's more needed now than ever before. It's the book of Revelation. Let me go to Revelation chapter 12, 7 through 12, as we deal with this invisible war dealing with Michael, and I'm going to specifically talk about the prince of Persia. Revelation 12, 7 through 12. War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought, and the dragon, this is Satan, of course, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, neither was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And they overcame him, this is speaking of Satan now, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O ye heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. I want to begin my teaching by saying this to you, that in this setting, which occurs in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period, we're not in the tribulation yet. It has not begun yet. But when we get to this point, Satan, who is the god of this world, Ephesians 2 and 2, the prince of the power of the air, who has 1/3 of the angels under his authority, that's in Revelation 12, will be expelled from the second heaven. The first heaven is the clouds. That's man's dominion. The second heaven is where principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in heavenly places rule. And that's where Satan's headquarters is at this present moment, the second heaven. 2 Corinthians 12 is the third heaven, where righteous souls go at their death, and where paradise is, and where the throne of God is located. Satan must be expelled at some point from the second heaven and cast out to the earth. The restraining power that keeps the enemy from taking control of the earth will one day be lifted, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And when this happens, Satan will have full authority and full dominion for 42 months to control the Antichrist, his 10 kings, and to literally release his wrath on the entire planet. Now, when we look at Scripture and we look at what the Bible teaches, this is what we need to understand. God has a high-ranking angel that he calls the archangel, and his name is Michael. Michael the archangel is mentioned in Jude verse 9, Revelation chapter 12 verse 7, Daniel chapter 10 verse 13, and also Daniel 12 and verse 1. One of the key verses about Michael and his assignment is found in the book of Daniel. And at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince, who stands watch over the sons of your people. This is Israel, actually. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book, Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. And the book there refers to the book of life. Now, every time that you go into history, especially the book of Daniel, man, the book of Daniel is a book that really, really brings this out and really gives you the details. But when you go into the book of Daniel and you begin to look at how kingdoms change and one kingdom overthrows another, you begin to understand how demonic prince spirits and angels of God battle for the fulfillment of prophecy. For example, if you will go to the book of Daniel, you will discover that King Nebuchadnezzar was the invader of Judea, and he also took the Jews captives for a period of 70 years into Babylon. He also burnt the temple to the ground and took the treasures back to Babylon with him. Daniel was a young man when he went into Babylon, and he was there for the entire 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. The Medes and Persians eventually overtook the Babylonians by going underneath, drying up the riverbeds and going in there, and they were having a big party in Babylon, and the Medes and Persians overthrew the Babylonians in one night. Daniel, of course, if you know the story, read the handwriting on the wall and warned the king of what was going to happen. Daniel's life was spared, and he showed Cyrus, the king of the Medo-Persian Empire, one of the kings, he showed Cyrus where the prophecies of Isaiah, the prophet had predicted 150 years before Cyrus ever arrived in Babylon, that he would come to Babylon. And Cyrus was stunned and amazed, and you can find this in the writings of Josephus. And so in the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, who had overthrown Babylon, something happened, and Daniel began to receive revelations, and a spiritual warfare took place in that third year over Babylon. And what the warfare was about, it was about the Jews rebuilding Jerusalem and the Jews also rebuilding their temple. And if you want to know what was actually going on in the city of Jerusalem during the third year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, new king of Babylon, you can read the book of Zechariah chapter 3, which tells you that Satan was actually at the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and attempting to do everything he can to hinder the rebuilding of the temple by accusing the high priest of having filthy garments and by accusing the high priest of not being worthy to stand in the presence of God. And that's all in Zechariah chapter 3. Now, I mentioned to you in the title of this message that Michael deals with the prince of Persia. In the book of Daniel chapter 10, Gabriel was sent to Babylon to tell Daniel the prophet the meaning of a series of dreams he had had. Daniel had been fasting for a period of 21 days and was unable to receive the revelation of the meaning of those particular dreams or visions. After 21 days of being hindered and not getting an understanding, Michael the archangel was sent by God Almighty to deal with a prince demon called the Prince of the Kingdom of Persia. We're going to read to you those verses right now that will come on the screen. But the Prince of Kingdom of Persia, now by the way, remember, Persia is where Iran is today, same country. The Prince of the Kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. Behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I have been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come, Daniel 10, 13 through 14. So in this reference, the angel Gabriel has come, but the angel Michael, archangel, has intervened so that Gabriel is released from being restrained by the prince of Persia to bring this revelation. In Daniel 10, 20 through 21, we read this. Then he said, "Do you know why I'm come to you, and now I must return to fight with the prince of Persia? And when I'm gone forth, indeed, the prince of Greece will come, but I'll tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth. No one upholds me or stands with me against these," and these are the kings of Persia, "except Michael, your prince." So Michael the archangel, this is the important part. Michael the archangel is an angel of God that in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, is the angel for the the nation of Israel and is the angel for the Jewish people. When Israel needs a breakthrough from demonic activity or from attacks of Satan himself, Michael is called on to intervene on behalf of Jerusalem, Israel, and the Jewish people. I firmly believe with all of my heart that when you see the war which has taken place involving missiles being shot into Israel, and there's many, many supernatural stories that can be told about missiles being shot from Gaza, from Lebanon, from occasionally from Iraq, and mostly from the area of Iran, where supernatural intervention took place that cannot even be explained. One man watched a missile hit something in the sky that looked like a crystal triangle, and it just blew the missile completely into oblivion. And they don't know if it was a new weapon that Israel was using, but it was not an interceptor missile at all. So Michael the archangel becomes involved with battles and wars that involve the nation of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, or that involves the Jewish people. That's clear from Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. And in Revelation 12, and this I go in depth in my teaching on the book of Revelation about that chapter 12 of Revelation. It's incredible. Michael is called upon to defend the nation of Israel and the Jewish people supernaturally, and he will expel Satan from the second heaven to the earth itself. And that begins the last 3.5 years of the greater part of the tribulation. Now, what does a prince spirit, for example, the prince of Persia, do? What is his assignment outside of the battle and the war that's taking place to try to make that battle and war successful against Jerusalem, the Jews, and the nation of Israel? Well, the answer is fourfold. The assignments of these prince spirits is, number one, to delay answers of prayer from reaching a seeker during the time of the conflict. So you will find out that sometimes that when you're in a warfare of any kind of this magnitude, that you seem to pray and there seems to be more intensity needed, more unction needed to shoot that prayer into the heavenlies, because there is so much spirit activity happening in the atmosphere. The second thing is to prevent your understanding of true prophetic events. The job of the enemy is to confuse people with prophecy, or is to get people to doubt that the Lord's coming back. There's all kinds of rapture mockers now, and honestly, they don't understand patterns. They don't understand Exodus 19. They don't understand prophetic parallels. They don't understand the symbolism of the Bible. They just go to some internet site where somebody's repeating information that's been repeated the past 50 years with the same old stories that I've disproven many times, dealing with the rapture. The rapture is a real event that's going to happen. I got 10 hours of teaching on that. And if after 10 hours of teaching you don't believe, forget it. You're never going to believe. But the idea of a prince spirit is to prevent the understanding of prophetic events to a generation where they're blind to it. They don't understand it. Number three is to silence the voice of prophets through intimidation. You know, Daniel went to a lion's den to intimidate him, actually to kill him. It didn't work. The three Hebrew boys went to the fiery furnace to intimidate them. Satan wants to intimidate people from specifically preaching and teaching about the time of the end. Let me just say this. There are ministers, God bless them, that want to have a following, and they want to have everybody to like them. They want everybody to speak well of them, so they will never preach anything controversial. I know a minister that has one of the largest churches in America, and I asked some members of his family, why does he not teach the prophetic word? And the answer was, he will not teach anything controversial. He wants to make sure that whatever he preaches is not controversial. Well, folks, just preaching the cross and preaching Jesus as the Messiah is controversial. I mean, when you take away Jesus, his deity, when you take away the blood of Jesus, when you take away preaching on sin, when you take away the Holy Spirit, you take away prophecy, you don't have anything to preach. Why don't you step down as a minister and go do something else? Because you have nothing to preach. You've taken away the word of God. You know, one thing about Perry Stone, if you've watched me for 25, almost 26 years now on TV, I will give you the truth. And I've been criticized for it. I've had partners back up and say, I'm never going to back you again because of what you believe in or what you've taught. Guess what? I'm too old to care now. I'm too old to be concerned about everybody's opinion and what they think. I'm going to preach the word of God. All right, I want to say that to get that off my shoulders and out of my spirit. Because there's people that are trying to intimidate the voices of the prophetic today. And I know a group of men that come to my conference every year that will not be intimidated by a handful of skeptics and unbelievers and scoffers. And now the fourth thing is, and you got to catch this one, is if you will look at the spirit warfare, for example, in 2 Chronicles 18, that's a whole other story, you will discover that these prince spirits are assigned to world leaders to try to get that leader to initiate conduct or to do something that is contrary to what God's will is. For example, in 2 Chronicles chapter 18, there is a meeting that took place in the heavenly court or the court of heaven, and there were the host of heaven was gathered on the left side and the right side of God, and there was a decision being made about the death of a leader named Ahab. It was time for God to allow Ahab to perish, and God had chosen to allow him to perish during a war. And he would be involved directly in that war because his wife had been beheading prophets and slaying the blood of the innocent. And God said, enough is enough. So now there was this war that began to break out. The prophets of God were hiding in caves. And God said, now comes the death of the leader. Now, let me just say this, that if you look at the actual facts behind the former leadership in the country of Iran, it was a theocratic form of government. These individuals raped, killed, murdered, arrested their own people. If you spoke out against the government, you were going to go to prison and probably be killed. Tens of thousands of people have been killed by the leaders in Iran who themselves, 49 at one time, were taken out in one bomb. And because I want to tell you something, there comes a time when God kicks in what I call the law of shedding innocent blood, and he no longer permits evil leaders to rule. And one way or the other, he gets rid of them. And one of the ways he does it is through warfare. And you can discover that by reading and studying 2 Chronicles chapter 18. So Ahab was deceived by 400 false prophets to go to battle and to go to war, which he did. And he died in the midst of the battle. And so when you look at this, I want you to understand what is taking place. And that is that there is an involvement of the highest ranking angels in God's kingdom. Michael, who is the warring angel, and this is how I believe it. If you take Lucifer, who fell, and look at Revelation chapter 12, he has one third of the angels under him. And I don't have time to go into detail. I've written about this and talked about this. But Lucifer was the praise leader of heaven before he fell. He had the worshipers, and they fell with him, or at least the third did. Gabriel has the workers. Gabriel is the working angel of Revelation. He has a third under him. Michael, the archangel, has a third of the warring angels under him. Whenever there's a need for the invisible battle to take place of angels and demons, God will call upon Michael the archangel and his angels. Look at that in Revelation 12. Michael and his angels fought Satan and his angels. Each angel, the fallen angel Lucifer, the archangel Michael, have a number. Actually, we can't count them because the Bible doesn't tell you what the count is, of angels under them. And I believe with all of my heart that in the war that's been taking place, that angels of God have been battling the prince of Persia and the angelic powers of that realm. And someone says, well, how do you keep the angels of God activate. Well, first of all, the sovereignty of God does. But if you'll read Daniel chapter 10, fasting and prayer is what causes there to be a transition in governments. I'm going to say it again. Fasting and prayer is what causes there to be a transition of in governments. So the people of Iran who are Christians are praying. People around the world are praying. And we cannot let up on intercession, fasting, and prayer that this beautiful nation of Iran, with a beautiful, wonderful people, many of them I've met in the United States, some of the finest, some most intelligent people in the world come out of that part of the world. Many of them are here in the United States, American citizens. Not only them, but let's pray for the people in Cuba to have complete freedom. And all these other countries, people can fuss at Trump for everything he's doing all you want to and be negative. But do you understand these people have cried out for freedom? Their cries for freedom have been heard by God. And God is going to use somebody to help liberate them. And so that's how I look at it and accept it. Whether you like it or not, people are crying out to God and God's going to answer their prayer, because the gospel has to go in these nations, according to Matthew 24:14, before the end could come. That's my conclusion. I've got a teaching from the book of Revelation, the entire book of Revelation. Watch this, please. I implore you, if you don't have it, you need it now. It took me years of study to put this together. Several years back, we completed an assignment that the Lord had given me to take the entire book of Revelation and go verse by verse to explain it in detail for the body of Christ. This is the album, Breaking the Apocalypse Code. This is DVD. I also have a very special bonus legacy music special that comes with it. So listen to me very carefully. This is the most needed teaching right now for the entire body of Christ and for Christians everywhere. This is where things are headed. You need to know about it. There are 7 DVDs. They are 2 hours each in length, and it deals with the 22 chapters in the book of Revelation. The DVDs are a total of 14 hours. They were taught in a studio, and on the DVDs are maps, charts, scriptures, and pictures and video clips that help you to put the imagery together that John saw in the apocalypse. DVD number 1 is called The Apocalypse Code and Secrets in the Heavenly Temple. DVD number 2, The Heavenly Throne Room, The Priesthood, and the Beginning of the Tribulation. DVD number 3, The Two Witnesses, The Believer's Judgment, The 10 Kings, and the Antichrist Kingdom. DVD number 4 is called The Islamic Antichrist, The False Prophet, and The Empire of the Beast. DVD number 5, Explaining the Mark of the Beast, very detailed on 666, things I'm sure you've never heard. But we talk about 666, the great religious harlot, and Mystery Babylon. There's a lot of teaching going around that I disagree with. What is the actual city of Mystery Babylon? DVD number 6, the 1,000-year millennial code, and mysteries that are seldom sought about where we're going in the future. DVD number 7, The Abyss, when Satan is bound and the holy city comes down, and then we go into details about the New Jerusalem and the New Heaven and the new earth. The book of Revelation is the only book of the Bible that has a blessing put on it, that if you hear it and keep it and study the words, you are going to be blessed. Now, there's 2 ways to get this. First, you can order the DVD album and get the bonus legacy music special, or you can purchase the DVD teaching on a download and also get the musical CD on a download as well. Order the album and CD by calling 1-888-21-BREAD and request offer AP-155. If you want to mail in your donation of $75 or more, you can request the offer number AP-155 and mail to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Or you can order video on demand at perrystone.org. Go there and follow the instructions. The offer also includes this beautiful 10 individuals that are singing 18 different songs, including Pam, my wife, and myself. Now, this teaching has things I will not say on television because of the nations that we go into, and we deal with the Islamic Antichrist and the Mahdi of Islam and how he will fulfill the prophecies of Revelation 13 along with Isa ibn Maryam, not the real Jesus, but the fake Jesus that's coming in the future. You're going to learn a lot, so go to your phone right now or write me and order this powerful offer, Breaking the Apocalypse Code and the Legacy Music Special. God bless you. You know, I'm very excited. I get excited pretty easy when it comes to anything in the Word that I know is going to help people. But I'm very excited about the book of Revelation that we were taught some time back. Some of you may already have this, but the 7 DVDs with the total of 14 hours of teaching, I believe, if you haven't seen this, is going to help you understand the entire book of Revelation from beginning to end. And we have some things in there that we deal with about who is that mystery Babylon. We talk about the Antichrist and the Eighth Kingdom and how that's connected to radical Islam. And we also deal with the locusts of Revelation 9. We deal with who are the two witnesses of Revelation 11. We deal with the bema, the judgment scene, the white throne judgment. We deal with the seven-year tribulation, the false prophets connection with the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast teaching is very interesting, by the way, in that 14 hours of teaching. I also want to just tell you that the special musical CD, two CDs that you get with this are fantastic. These are 10 singers. And you know, my wife, most people don't know this, my wife Pam is a fabulous singer. She used to sing with a singing group. And she doesn't get up publicly and sing anymore. She just says, Perry, that's not my lane, she says. But she's singing on this tape along with yours truly. And most of the songs were written by either myself or a friend of ours. So get this while you can. Real quick, let me just share with you that we're coming to the Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky Church of God camp meeting for one service only. And then we're going to Ed King's church Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Knoxville, Tennessee, Redemption Church. Listen, let me just tell you something. Ed King is a great pastor, but I love coming to that church Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come to all the services, brand new messages. We had a time last year. It's going to be greater this year. And then Saldanha, Alaska. And then we have other places that we come to. The best thing is to go to perrystone.org, look up our itinerary. Don't forget, we're opening up the Legacy Club in the month of June. If you want to know about that, you go to perrystone.org. Also, our homecoming is coming up in the fall in the month of October, 50-year anniversary. It's going to be the biggest and the best we've ever done in all these years. And so many good things are going on. Perrystone.org, Perrystone Ministries Facebook page, and Perrystone YouTube channel. God bless you.
Expand your understanding of Scripture. Advance your effectiveness in ministry. Earn certification for your knowledge of the Bible. International School of the Word. Developed by Perry Stone and Dr. Brian Cutshall, ISO.org is the premier online Bible school with dozens of courses, hundreds of lessons, and thousands of students all over the world. Sign up for one of our exciting, affordable Bible courses and begin your journey at ISO.org today.